وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about human dignity, and we were trying to look at the fact that human beings themselves, their dignity is what makes them who they are, and most of the times they revolve around it. And when that dignity is violated or harmed in any way, then the human being loses his value, if you can say the least. Throughout the Islamic teachings, we see that most of the traits that human beings have, at least we're talking about good trait or good traits, like sacrifice, like the concept of sharing, or like the concept of giving, or, you know, trying to help one another, or loving other human beings. All these things that we do in the outside to others, in fact, they stem from and they come from the feeling that we have inside that a human being needs to be dignified and needs to be at least valued. What makes me want to help someone else? What makes me want to give to someone else? What makes me feel pain towards someone else? When I see others suffering and their rights being taken from them, I can feel that because I'm a human being like them. And subconsciously, I put myself in their shoe and I can feel how they are being undignified and being disrespected and being violated and being harmed and being punished and so on and so forth. I feel that within me. And based on that, I move forward and I try to help these people. And by doing so, I bring myself to a higher level, a higher stage of self-sacrifice for the sake of trying to protect my fellow human beings and trying to make sure that he is safe as well. And if we look at most of the acts that are done by people, and I'm talking about the wrong acts, we see it stems from the fact that people themselves don't have any dignity for themselves. Therefore, they don't feel it for others and they don't care about other people. Simple as that. When a person loses his moral and ethical compass, he's no longer dignified himself. He's no longer has at least pride in himself to be a human being. Then when he looks at people, he has nothing towards them. Where we see that the Quran and the Ahl Bayt, they came to change that aspect or that look into the human being. Let's take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said that a human being, he either helps other people and sacrifices for their sake, because he feels it himself. He has dignity and he wants to preserve the dignity of others, make sure their rights are given to them. And sometimes the opposite also happens when we have people who have no feelings towards their fellow human beings, and they don't care whether their rights are given to them or taken from them. Now, if we look at the traditions and the ways of the prophets, and specifically our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we see that he was the embodiment of everything noble and everything good. And he looked at human beings as this dignified, special creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in trying to ensure the rights of human beings, he would do few things, even though he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would see him coming and asking for opinion from his companions or those who were around him, because he's trying to dignify them, giving them a voice. We see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was humble in front of them. He did not use the authority voice that I am the messenger of Allah, I know it all, I am this, I am that, therefore you guys have to submit to me, even though in reality they had to. But he never used that voice with them. He was one of them. He, most of the times, people could not even identify the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi because of how humble he was with people. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would go through so much suffering himself, whether physical suffering or emotional suffering himself. And if you look at the history of the Prophet, you see pretty much most of his life, he was under a lot of suffering. And that's always because he was trying to make sure that people are honored, that people are dignified, that people take their rights, or people have their rights to begin with. So his entire mission was to make sure that the human beings are free. Free when it comes to their ideology, free when it comes to their mentality, free when it comes to their living. So he always moved around that. And also we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he respected the rights of other people. Not only respected, but he also maintained and he monitored that to make sure, at least in the Muslim society at his time, and he wanted that to continue, that the human rights are preserved for man. His entire message, his entire mission was to preserve the rights of people. And through that, we can see the value of the humans themselves. I mean, even if I don't look at the Quran, even if I don't read the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself, but to look at their seerah, the way they lived, it was all revolved around trying to ensure that the human beings save their dignity. Even Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in his mission to Karbala, he made that statement that he wanted people to be free. To even an extent, in the battlefield when the army was trying to attack his camp, he made that very famous quote. He said, even if you don't have religion and you don't have faith, at least be free, because what you're doing goes against every moral value of a human being. You, right now, you're bringing yourself to a state where you are no longer considered to be human. Have some self-value, dignify yourself, and free yourself from the slavery that you are under. So we see that very clearly through the tradition and the ways of the Prophet and the Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam. They wanted people to be dignified and honored and their rights given to them. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.